tonight is not a game.
Contenders, take your marks.
It is a hunt.
And here comes the rookie.
Cue a girl called Alita.
It's a setup. You gotta get out of there.
They're gonna kill you.
Which ones?
All of them!
Go easy on me, guys.
Sure, kid. No worries.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another movie podcast. Bonus time here. Bonus, see? This is Oscar, me. And with me today is...
Lexi. His girlfriend.
You always have to say that.
Yeah.
Lexi Raven, right? We'll just call you Lexi Raven. Why not?
Sure. Isn't that for the other podcast, though?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
It fits.
Yeah.
Lexi Raven, y'all.
Y'all. This is bonus time. I gave Roth another one of these bonuses off. So this time we're doing is Alita Battle Angel, which was it was marketed as a James Cameron movie. It wasn't marketed that way, but it looked like it was going to be a James Cameron movie, but instead it's like one of his projects, one of the things he was going to do, but then he gave it in the end to a different creative people, which in this case was Robert Rodriguez, to finish off the movie instead of him. So it's not technically his movie, but he's heavily involved in it. James Cameron, honey, is the one who did Titanic, Terminator, Avatar, so which seems like this is
Avatar?
The good one, the blue people.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah, you're right. Which Avatar? Not the last Airbender, the last Blue Benders.
Sounds good.
So that's the bonus for this month here. And you can always send feedback to podmoviecast@gmail.com. Let us know what you think of this movie and any other bonus or regularly show programming we do. And not to mention, you can follow me. I'm going to mention everything on top here. You can follow me at Armin Filmmaker for our Twitter, which is Filmmaker with A-R-M-E-N. I know you don't have one, or you don't want to give one out, so that's okay.
I don't have a Twitter.
But you're here to help me out with this review. We saw it together.
I have an Instagram, though, but I'm not giving it to you.
It's okay. No one's asking. You have 50 Instagrams.
I have 3. You guys could have my nature photography one, but there's also a link to my actual Instagram, so never mind. Yeah, no.
Hello. Lexi, there.
Hey, dear.
You ready to start reviewing this movie?
Yeah.
Okay, because you're making it hard. Thank you.
No. You're welcome.
Okay, let's do Alita Battle Angel. So here's the description. Set in the 26th century, the story takes place 300 years after a societal collapse caused by a major war. In that society, it's a technological dark age following a pinnacle of achievement far beyond where we are right now. Cyborg technology is a way of life. People are augmented a lot as workers, so being a cyborg is not unusual. The main character is a cyborg. She's an organic human brain, and she looks like she's about 14 years old. She has a completely artificial body, and she's lost her memory. She's found in the wreckage reconstructed by a cyber surgeon who becomes her surrogate father. That's one of the many descriptions that IMDb has. I clearly read the wrong one where the sentence got fucked up there. But that's okay. As Alita Battle Angel, based on a graphic novel, or comics, I believe, I'm not sure. One of those two. And like I said, James Cameron wrote part of it with Lita Gladiorides, And the graphic novel is called Gunn. G-U-N-N-M. It's a weird name.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's I think Japanese or something. And it's directed by Robert Rodriguez. Stars, Rosa Salazar, Christoph Waltz, Jennifer Connelly, Mahershala Ali, Jackie O'Haley, Kenan Johnson, Jorge Lindenborg Jr., Lana Condor, Jafehi, Dara Victor, a lot of good actresses, and a lot of well-known, lesser-known, combinationally known. Okay, so this is heavily marketed. So, very first question here before we get to spoilers. No spoilers, honey, now.
Okay.
Is, what did you think of this movie?
I kind of liked it. It was pretty cool. The ending was a bit of a cliffhanger, but...
I just told you not to spoil anything.
That's not a spoiler.
No, it's not. I'm just making sure that you don't...
I'm not going to elaborate on it. But I thought it was going to be like a one-off movie, you know, so I was expecting...
Yeah. I see what you mean now. Yeah, this movie does feel like a huge setup movie.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of questions are introduced, but not enough explained.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that, like, really, like, unsatisfies me because I need to know, like, right away, everything.
And it also looks like it will not, I don't know if a sequel will be made because it didn't make that much money. I don't think so anyway. But people are talking, and I don't think the chatter is coming out positive for this movie.
Well, that's disappointing.
Also, it came out, it comes out in, you know, it's so early in the year.
Yeah.
And usually movies before summer, like in the spring or late winter, they don't tend to make very well. I don't know. Like, it's like almost like they have no faith in those movies.
Yeah.
Already, like off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Almost. I'm not saying it's a diehard rule. Us is obviously a big movie.
I mean, you know, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But the entire movie was kind of made like they were expecting to make a second one.
Definitely, I definitely agree with you on that. That's so obvious. What'd you think of Alita though?
Little
angel. She what?
She's kind of stubborn. I wouldn't really consider her an angel.
Oh, yeah. Well, no.
She's a battle angel.
Yeah, she's like mercy.
Like an angel of death.
Okay, there you go. So do you buy her as a badass angel of death type?
I could totally see that, yeah.
Because the movie, like, you know, she's like this little old thing.
Yeah, she's small.
Does the movie do a good job in the movie, like in the world building or like in her history or in the other bad guys she has to fight? Do they give you enough, do they give you enough reasons to make you believe that she could take those guys on? Or is it unbelievable? You know what I'm saying?
Kind of both. Because she has, like, little flashbacks and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It's kind of shown that she can take on bad guys. But in the skin or whatever she was wearing, like, it was all, like, fragile and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the suit. She looked, like, really scrawny, and I did not think... I thought she was going to get her ass kicked a few times.
I mean, actually, she...
She looks very agile.
Without mentioning flexible too much spoilers. Because, I don't know, this is halfway through the movie, I think. She does get beat up once.
Yeah.
She does get beat. So...
She looks like she can dodge pretty easy. She looks very...
Nimble,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, fast and agile.
Yeah.
She probably plays good tennis out there and stuff.
Yeah.
She probably can rock climb really well. Or do, what's that one thing that people like doing? The gymnastic one?
Flips? Cartwheels?
Yeah, but it involves that. It's like, parkour.
Oh, parkour.
Right, like parkour, right? She could probably do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right? All right. I agree overall. Like, at first I was worried about that. You know, but in the movie, I think it convinced me. I can't think is that a movie like this, like, she's so hopeful. But one thing I liked about this movie that maybe other movies wouldn't do as much. And by the way, this movie's long, which is too long in my opinion.
Yeah.
This movie's too long by 40 minutes. And it's because it's trying to cram so much plot in. But one of the things I liked about some of that plotting they crammed in there is making Alita out to be a wholesome but really like a fallible character. She can make mistakes. She does make huge mistakes in the movie. Some of that stuff she still doesn't even know until it's too late. Some of those mistakes are easily fixable later on, you know, things like that. And I overall liked her relationship with her father figure, but I didn't like how they ended up.
No.
No, I think if the movie devoted more on the, you know, on her being like this upstart new teenager with hormones that likes his boy, and if they focus that with the father stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And not any of the other crap, because so much crap.
There is.
I think if they just focus on those two things and her becoming like a person that she decides to be a fighter, like she could be built as a fighter and one of the best ones out there, right, from this old technology.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe she doesn't want to be one. Maybe like have the movie make her think about that, right? Yeah. If the movie was just more like focused and lasered.
No, she seemed like she wanted to be a fighter.
We would be all over it. Yeah, I know. Right? She kind of went there to the well really fast.
Yeah.
She's like a born fighter. But even then, like, the whole point is that I wish the movie was more focused on two or three things, not 10 or 12
things.
Yeah,
and half of those things were unsolved.
Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly. Let's get into spoilers here for Alita Battle Angel, starting right now.
This body, it has the power I need. I feel a connection to it. I can't explain. This could be who I am.
You've been given a chance to start over with a clean slate. How many of us get that?
Why did an enemy warship respond to me? Because I knew that ship. I've been on others like it, haven't I? haven't I?
Oh, whatever you were, it's not who you are now.
I'm a warrior, aren't I?
Okay.
The boyfriend died, right?
Yeah, he done died.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that?
That was really sad.
I think it was kind of stupid.
I mean, I kind of figured it was going to happen, to be honest.
Hmm.
But, like, there's so many ways to go.
What kind of lesson does she learn from this movie? What are the stuff that she's learned other than, like, she has to go up there to probably defeat the guy, right? The main bad guy that he doesn't, that she doesn't met.
Don't bring someone you love up there with you.
Right. It's like, I don't know. Like, what do you think of this whole oppressive city? Like, everyone down there is so oppressive and poor and all that.
I mean,
what do you think of this world?
I understand why they look up in the sky and see that city and think it's like heaven, considering they're like basically in scraps.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad for them because they're basically living in a giant junkyard.
Yeah.
Or a scrapyard.
No, they are, yeah. And even like the richer of the poor.
They're throwing the scraps down.
Yeah, like they threw her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think like, I mean, what do you think is the point of this two-part movie, right? Like, what's the point of this movie? Like, is it about like class separation to you? Is it, does it feel more like
a
waking up of the inner girl fireball in you or something? What spoke to you more?
I see more of like, more like a government type of thing.
Yeah.
Like the division.
Definitely.
The separation, the segregation.
Yeah. I agree.
All that. And then Alita apparently challenging them. I don't know if she like just wants to go up there because I don't fully remember. She just want to go up there to fight him?
Well, apparently like the...
Or she went like...
The only way to get up there is if you're like one of these fighter
yeah.
of the sport thing that they play with this ball where everyone dies in them.
Yeah.
It's like if you are the number one and can defeat or something, can win like 10 times or something like that, some crazy number, right? Like if she can do this, which she does at the end of the movie ends with her winning, then you have the ability to go up top, right? And I mean, I don't know if they'll keep that promise.
Probably not. They like killed like half of her loved ones. She like at the end of the movie, she looked at that tower with like death rage.
Yeah, exactly. And the guy was looking back also like, come at me, bro, kind of feeling.
Yeah.
What do you think is up there? Like, do you think it's just one guy the whole time?
No, I think it's him and like the 1%. Like
you think
the
it's
rich,
the 1%?
Okay. The rich snobby, and probably they use the other winners and stuff for scraps too. Like they use them, they have them in a little rink fighting, and then whichever one dies.
Oh shit!
They create their own monsters up there.
Right, that'd be crazy.
Like they're creating something.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're not wrong there. I believe that. It feels like it does feel like a 1%er world, right? And I'm wondering, like, so Alita is like the people's fighter. Do you think the movie did a good job of showing her to be that?
Yeah. The movie had one purpose, to make her a battle angel.
So, like,
and they did.
Like, what kind of story do you want to see Alita do like in the next movie? Like, besides fighting,
I want her to like destroy the tower.
No, besides like fighting, I'm saying.
Besides fighting,
like what do you want her to wrestle with? You know.
Maybe her relationship with her father.
Yeah, right. They didn't do a good job. I don't think they did a good job. Maybe they did to other people, but not to me.
Probably the relationship with the father.
As long as this movie is, because it's like 2-hour movie. As long as it is, I kind of feel like there wasn't enough time given. Like, I feel like I needed more. I just wish they just focused better. They had a lot of stuff in it. I had that whole bounty hunter angle thing.
Yeah.
They had the whole, you know, they had a bounty on the boyfriend when he was running from whatever. And he also was a bad guy stealing parts from winners and champions. That's just one angle. And then there's that Jennifer Connelly, who was the ex-wife of the father figure, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was involved with some gangster guy, the black guy, right? The black android looking guy, whatever, that spoke to the 1% up there. It's all complicated stuff. And I'm not saying I couldn't keep up with it. I just didn't care. And there's some cool fighting scenes, though, for sure. What'd you think of the graphics and stuff? Did you like all that?
I thought it was pretty cool. It was not the best, not the worst.
Yeah, it's like, it wasn't like the most believable thing ever. There was a lot out there, for sure. They did work a lot on this movie. But it was cool though still to watch.
I liked it, yeah.
They did some good slow motion stuff with you know, every time there's like a blade swinging by. That was kinda cool.
That was cool, yeah.
I like that stuff.
There's a lot of action in it.
Definitely. I wish the movie was maybe more about bounty hunters. That'd be new. That would have been kinda fun to watch too. I like when she goes into that bar. Remember?
Other
hunters. And the guy with the dogs and shit saves her. Yeah, I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, don't the dogs die?
Well, they're robot dogs. I don't know if they die or not.
I remember there was a dog dying.
Maybe I forgot.
Like, yeah, I think it was a real dog or something. Like, one of the bad guys came and killed the dog, and that's when
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Forgot all about that. Well, yeah. Like we said, if this movie just focused a bit better, a lot better, maybe it did a tighter story plot, the action and everything else would have looked even better, and maybe this movie would have been more memorable. But the way it's going by, I don't think a lot of people are going to be talking about this movie this year.
No, I feel like they were trying to give like every single character that they introduced like a whole backstory, a whole story, a whole like.
I didn't spend too much time on the boyfriend too before he became important or whatever. I don't know. Yeah, a lot of the stuff in there. They had too much stuff that I just couldn't care about.
It was all crammed, yeah.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, for the movie, it looks like they will not make a sequel. But it was a good effort though, because there was stuff in there you can enjoy. It looks like a good background movie too. Like, it's not like a movie you have to focus, but you can just watch it in the background and watch the action scenes. So that's Alita: Battle Angel. Do you want to say anything else?
I was hoping there was going to be a sequel because they left us with so many cliffhangers.
Oh, what was the biggest cliffhanger other than going up there?
Going up there. The boyfriend dying to that. Because I feel like there's a way to like bring him back or something.
Yeah, right? In this world of androids or whatever they are. I mean, can anyone die? Right? Maybe they can. Maybe they can't. I don't know. Yeah, you're right. What about the... What was the cliffhanger with the... Was there a cliffhanger with the father? Did I miss... No, right?
I can't remember much on the father.
I know he made the blades for her, right? To play in the thing. That was towards the end, right?
Yeah.
I can't remember if there was any other angle. I know Jennifer Connelly was doing something shady in the background. Who was the... Not the mother. You know, the mother type. Yeah. I guess I wish... Maybe you should read the graphic novel.
Yeah.
I mean, it's done. It's a done graphic novel. You can just read that and you can know the whole story right now.
That's true.
Go do that. Anyway.
But I'm pretty sure they changed up the movie from the graphic novels.
Pretty sure. Oh, yeah. All right. So that's it for our bonus episode. Thank you for sticking around. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next month. Until then, I am Oscar.
I am Lexi.
Later.
Bye.
Mr. Daniel? I'm finished.